Is this how justice is done in the Vale? Tyrion roared so loudly that Ser Varus froze for a moment. Does honour stop at the bloody gate? You accuse me of crimes. I deny them. So you throw me into an open cell to freeze and starve? He lifted his head to give them all a good look at the bruises Mort had left on his face. Where is the king's justice? Is this Aerie not part of the Seven Kingdoms? I stand accused, you say, very well. I demand a trial. Let me speak, and let my truth or falsehood be judged openly in the sight of gods and men. A low murmuring filled the high hall. He had her, Tyrion knew. He was high-born, the son of the most powerful lord in the realm, the brother of the queen. He could not be denied a trial. Guardsmen in sky-blue cloaks had started towards Tyrion, but Ser Varus bid them halt and looked to Lady Lysa. Her small mouth twitched in a petulant smile. If you are tried and found to be guilty of the crimes for which you stand accused, then by the king's own laws you must pay with your own life's blood. We keep no headsmen in the Eyrie, my lord of Lannister. Open the moon door. The press of spectators parted. A narrow, weirwood door stood between two slender marble pillars, a crescent moon carved in the white wood. Those standing closest edged backward as a pair of guardsmen marched through. One man removed the heavy bronze bars, the second pulled the door inward. Their blue cloaks rose snapping from their shoulders, caught in the sudden gust of wind that came howling through the open door. Beyond was the emptiness of the night sky, speckled with cold, uncaring stars.